Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas. Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Week That Was with me, D Love Sports, on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of the Fans First Sports Network. Did you miss me? Have you recuperated from draft week? I slowly am recuperating. I thought I'd be good by now, but hey, things take time and we can't rush the process. Draft week was amazing. I was out there in Detroit. I met a ton of Steelers fans, talked to almost all of the prospects that came in and got drafted, and it was a ball. And if you missed it, you know where to find me, D Love Sports. I got all of that still out there in the atmosphere. You can take a look. But, and we even met some listeners, some Steel Curtain listeners. Shout out to the Johnston family. They were out there. I believe it's Kevin. And I can't remember the other one. I'm just going to say Johnston, Kevin, and family. It was such a pleasure. Thank you for participating in my Omar Khan reel. You guys are amazing. And I hope you also enjoyed yourself out there. Oh, Jordan, Kevin and Jordan. It came to me. Kevin and Jordan. Nice. It was a pleasure to meet you guys and the wonderful ladies that you were with as well. See, look, my memory is here. It's here a little bit. I remember things. I thought it was wild that he said he'd recognize my voice. Like, I'm like, really? Like, me? Huh? But yeah, it was such a pleasure again. All right, let's get into it. So, the rookie class, I mean, we all, like, I don't have to go over all the guys that we picked up. We know they're phenomenal, but we'll go over them, you know, going to Pittsburgh, and we have what we think are the initial jersey numbers for the selected new class. So I figured I would share that with you. Why not? So we have Fontenot. He's going to be wearing number 76. Frazier, 54. Roman Wilson, 10. I like 10 on Roman Wilson. I don't know about you. I like it. Peyton Wilson, 41. Mason McCormick, 66. Logan Lee, 74. Ryan Watts, 29. So, of course, there are going to be more guys that they pick up or have picked up, undrafted free agents and all that good stuff, that will be wearing other numbers as well. And we know as it gets closer to camp, there's going to be more people than there are jersey numbers. So it's just going to be a lot of people out there wearing the same jersey. So, look, don't harp on some of these numbers being repeated. But as far as the guys that are most likely going to be a part of this roster, those are their numbers, allegedly. So do we want to talk about, like, the rumor mill out here first? Let's just get into the rumor mill quickly here for a second. Of course, their BMAC, Bryant McFadden, sent the internet into shambles as he was saying the Steelers were trying to make a move, which would be a good move, a big move for the Steelers to acquire a wide receiver, is what I was told. And I was told it was from the NFC West, and that is all I will personally disclose. And, you know, everything goes ablaze, everyone starts talking crazy, and then, I don't know if it was the next day or the day after, Omar Khan goes on Pat McAfee and shuts it all down. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, nothing's going on over here. Great poker. If you want to play poker with Omar. I don't even know how to play poker. I don't know if you play with the teammate, but if I had to play with the teammate, it would be Omar Khan. He will get on camera and be like, no, I have full faith. Oh, there's nothing going over here. I have no idea where that came from. We're like, I was just on vacation last week. I haven't talked to nobody about nothing. Play poker. Do crimes with Omar Khan. Sounds really bad, but yeah, do crimes with Omar Khan. He know how to keep a straight face, okay? Next rumor I hear is DK Metcalf. There's rumors circulating around him coming over. The other rumor, like I said, I've heard NFC West, and I don't know why I get my NFC divisions mixed up, but I've heard NFC West. So we'll see. We do know DK and Russell Wilson have a relationship, and I don't know, but they're talking about a post June for that June 1st, whole bunch of contract shenanigans. But we'll see. But Brian McFadden said an explosive playmaker. So, and it didn't come directly from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he apparently got this information outside, and we will see if this happens. Not 100% sure it will. And I think we have some time, but also know that Omar's never going to give you the tea on a Pat McAfee show. He's never going to give you the tea. And if you did watch any of Omar Khan's interview with Pat McAfee, like James Harrison, aka Debo, just like pops up in the middle of the interview. I thought it was so cute, so adorable. But again, Omar hit everybody with nothing to report. Let's talk about my little brother here, Jalen Warren. Everyone's going berserk. He did an interview with Cam Hayward for Cam Hayward's Not Just Football, or more, what is it called? Not Just Football, More Than Football, Not Just Football podcast. And everyone's going crazy for a couple of things. Let's talk about the one thing that I really, truly enjoyed. And that was him talking about the difference in the locker room. And he used the phrase night and day. But I really want to kind of break that down to what that means. And I really think it's from just a leadership perspective. And this is why I was harping on particularly Russell Wilson being a part of this team, because he has it. He has leadership. It is oozing out of him. He wants to lead. You don't have to like it. You don't have to respect it, but it exists. And for Jalen Warren to say, look, these guys are going to be on you. They want you to do good. They're going to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. They're holding you accountable. It oozes leadership. And that was the main component on this offense that they were missing, was age, because generally we're young on offense, wisdom and leadership and experience. Okay, so they have that. They have that in a Russell Wilson. We know Justin Fields is still technically young, but he's still a competitor, and it sounds like could be a vocal leader. And even if he isn't, he also gets to learn that and see that with Russell Wilson, because he didn't have it. He didn't have it in Chicago. He had to immediately go in there and lead. And now you get to sit and watch behind a guy that has done it at the highest of levels. I know you're probably tired of me saying that and hearing that, but Jalen Warren told you. So obviously it's different. With him saying night and day, that means it's completely different than what they had. And I totally believe it, because I saw on those sidelines what it looked like when Ben Roethlisberger was not on that sideline anymore, and how desperately they needed somebody besides Najee Harris to help lead that team. And we'll get to Najee later. I know you can't wait. We'll talk about him in a little bit. Fast forward. Jalen Warren. He brings up, they start talking about the kick return rule, the new rule. And he brings up the special teams coordinator. I'm pretty sure he's talking about Mr. Smith, Danny Smith. And if you know Danny Smith, this is why I'm not tripping off this. And I don't even know why the internet is going berserk. Like, Danny Smith is Danny Smith, and I love him dearly. Talking about bringing in Justin Fields to return kicks and punts and so on and so forth. And everyone is like, oh my God, the Steelers are this, the Steelers are that, if they're going to use him for this. I think there are a lot of guys that would like to return kicks and punts with the new rule. However, I am not convinced that it will be Justin Fields. And if it is, we can have that conversation then. But I don't believe that it will be. I think it's cool. I think it's funny. I think it's comical. I don't understand why the internet just took it over like that. But I don't understand. I don't understand why that was taken 100% seriously and not even 30 to 40% serious at this time, at this juncture. So, if you ask me about Justin Fields returning kicks for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm going to tell you the same thing I've been saying. I will believe it when I see it. It sounds good. It sounds funny. I think it's a nice little joke, but I will believe it when I see it. Now, I know you're here because you want to hear me talk about the fifth year option drama. And listen, I feel like there was information and news out there as far as Justin Fields' fifth-year option not being picked up already. I feel like that was already a known thing, that it wasn't going to happen. They did not pick up his fifth-year option. But the one that was shocking everybody was Najee Harris' fifth-year option. I really thought the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to make a decision prior to this if they were going to pick it up. I figured we would have known. They don't strike me as a team that would play around if they didn't know. But hey, I could be wrong. Listen, Omar brings a whole different element to what goes on in Pittsburgh. They're not afraid to do things differently. And I'm liking this. You got to do different things to get different results. However, I would have loved him to get his 6.7 million or whatever it was. Would have loved that for Najee. I am team player, very much team player. Although I have respect for the business side of football. Do we think a longer deal could come for Najee? There is a possibility it could happen. The window is there. They declined the 5-year option. The window is there. Will it happen? I do not know. Does history say it could happen? Not a lot of history is there that says it happens. It doesn't happen. Right? Have we seen them go the decline and then get into this battle after the season is, you know, we have. We very much saw that. Do we know Najee Harris is working his butt off and training and trying to probably make this the best year of all? Does he have 3 consecutive 1,000 rushing yard seasons? Yes, he does. Is he proving that? Is he worth more than 6.7 million to me? Yes, I don't think there's a lot more Najee Harris could have done given what he was up against and presented. And even alongside Jaylen Warren, still produced 1,000 yard season. So I don't really know what more Najee has to do unless you're going to give this man more. So we will see here. I am rooting for Najee to get a second contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll go from there. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have a plan. They have a vision. And I think they do. And I don't want anybody to think they don't like and love Najee Harris. I really believe that they do. And I know people are hyper obsessed with little brother Jaylen. And I think he's great as well. And they're a great duo, and there's nothing wrong with having depth. But again, the business side of football can get a little tricky. Just hope Najee does what he needs to do so he can get that second contract. And we'll see what happens here. So I wouldn't be too afraid or alarmed about it. I'm pretty sure Najee's team and him have came to kind of piece of that way before we even knew. I'm not stressed about it. Don't stress about it. And it'll get figured out in a way that it needs to. And again, the window is still open from some sort of extension long-term deal if they want to do it. And you know it's not going to happen in season. So the Steelers don't do business in season unless that changes once September hits. That's dead. In the August, it's dead. So that's the end of that. So I'll leave you there. I'll leave you to think about the possibilities of Najee Harris in the future with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will let you have an amazing Cinco de Mayo weekend. Thank you again. This is D Love Sports here. You know where to find me, D-E-E Love Sports, on almost every single platform. But make sure you are catching me here on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of the Fans First Sports Network. And I will talk to you all later.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Bye, y'all.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.